If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? How is your Victory Monday going? Is it wonderful? Has it been everything that you dreamt of? I surely hope that it has been. Sorry for the late show. Some people will love this. Some people not. I actually had some family stuff come up today, and I was running around like a crazy person, and just everything got pushed behind. The film got loaded late from NFL Pro. A whole bunch of things, but we're here, and our film breakdown is loading for the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon. It's just not ready yet. It's about an hour and a half process once I'm done recording, getting everything loaded and, you know, put on all the platforms. So it is currently loading as we are talking, but today's episode is film review. Couldn't sleep, so I went back and rewatched the tape. And then woke up this morning and watched the All-22 and all that kind of stuff as everything was going on. And, man, a lot of takeaways. Plus, I want to talk a little bit about the press conferences from the players. There were a lot of really cool just takeaways that I thought we could talk about. We'll dive into some of the trade talk, which the Dolphins, that's the team to pay attention to there. They are holding on a little bit longer to Mike McDaniel, but it's close. Yeah, they get one more loss these next 2 weeks, then I think it's kind of there. Look at Jan. Jan, Hennessy country, let's ride. Oh, my gosh. I was worried that my rose-colored glasses would let me down whenever I got to the tape on number 61, Matt Hennessy, the center that filled in for Jake Brindle's injury. I was really worried. Like, I was like, man, was it as good as I thought it was on the initial thing? Center's really hard to watch on broadcast view because there's like, it's literally the worst angle in the world for them. So a lot of times you only notice the center when something bad happens, gets blown up in the backfield, is laying on the ground, you know, a la number 64. Like you can tell when the bad plays are bad plays, but it held up. And not only did it hold up, like, I don't want to say Matt Hennessy was like great or anything like that. Kyle Shanahan kind of summarized this after the game where they asked, like, what'd you think about Matt Hennessy? He's like, well, we didn't notice him. Like, that's the best thing that you could say for offensive line tape. When we're doing our draft work, it's like, oh, it's kind of boring tape. That's a compliment. Because if you're not being noticed and you're not causing negatives and you're not doing all those things, you're doing your damn job. And one of my favorite things was, he wasn't on the ground. Jake Brindle was on the ground, I think, four times in the first quarter. Wasn't on the ground. Didn't get blown up into the back of the quarterback and didn't quit. That dude blocked to the whistle every single play, helping teammates up everywhere. It's just such a vibe. You know what I mean? Like, it changes things. It just changes things. And if I was, which thank God I'm not, let's just be very honest. If I was a 49ers decision maker, which you don't have to make this choice right now, 61's the guy moving forward, period. Period, paragraph. That it's over. But you don't have to make that decision because Jake Brindle's going to have some time and there's going to be more tape on 61. So, like, just because he played very consistent and was the point of attack on a lot of inside runs that were very successful, he actually had a higher pass blocking grade than he did run blocking grade. And that showed on tape, too. That's where he's always kind of been suspect. But dude goes out there, does his damn job, and held it down. It was consistent. No bad snaps. There were no blatant missed calls. And probably the most, I don't know, like, put the most, like, weight to this. Three quarterback hits with Jake Brindle in there through the first quarter, part of the second quarter. One quarterback hit afterwards. The entire offensive line combined. three quarterback hits with Jake Brindle through a quarter and a half, one quarterback hit through two and a half quarters with 61. And yeah, Jake Brindle gave up one quarterback hit. Matt Hennessy gave up none. No, he did give up one pressure, and he got posterized on one play, but it didn't affect it in a negative way. Mac Jones already scrambled out. Like, dude, Matt Hennessy, we'll see. Can it continue? Can it continue? It started off right. It started off right. Can it continue? I don't know. What's up, Joe? Victory Monday. Brindle watch has ended, says Applesauce. Oh, man. VSOP, baby. My bar crowd, my drinkers know what's going on. That's what I'm talking about, CJ. I love it. I love it. Sonia, Miami plays the Falcons next week. Should be interesting. A-Chain versus Bijan, Tua versus Penix. It's going to be huge. Everybody should be a Falcons fan. Everybody, like, I understand Miami's not in the NFC, not fighting for playoff contention. If you want the 49ers to trade for an edge rusher, Miami, 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 just play the Will Smith song. It's what it is. Because Bradley Chubb, option. Very real option. No more guaranteed money on his contract. Jalen Phillips, expiring contract. Very real option. Like, there are players that are available that you could go get that are difference makers. Those are not second tier pass rushers. Those are first round picks with a lot of quality tape on them. Those are the guys that you want to get if you want that explosive whatever else. Now, flip side to that conversation, can we talk a little bit of Sam Okwuanu? Can we talk some Sam Okwuanu? This dude goes out there, leads the team in pressures. He plays how many snaps? 44 out of 65 snaps. Incredible. Compared to the defensive linemen, Bryce Huff played 45. Sam O played 44. Mikael Williams played 42. It's unbelievable. Sam O had a better overall defensive grade than Mikael Williams. He had the exact same run defense grade, 70.8 for Sam O, 70.9 for Mikael. He had the same tackling grade. He had a better pass rush grade. He had five pressures. Like, Mikael Williams, this is not an indictment on Mikael Williams, but I said this yesterday in the postgame show. Sam O is as consistent in the run game as Mikael Williams is, but he offers even more in the pass from the outside spot. He can rush inside. He can rush outside. He can do all that. Sam O is answering a lot of questions. Is he Nick Bosa? No. Is he overly dynamic or going to have those highlight reels? No. But the thing about Sam O, since he showed up for the 49ers, consistent play in, play out, non-negative player. He's not a boom bust guy. He is, I'm hitting a single every damn play. I'm going to be right where I need to be every damn play. I'm staying in my run gap. And I might not hit the quarterback, but I'm going to push the tackle or whoever I'm going against into the quarterback's lap. A big reason why Bryce Huff gets those cleanup sacks is because the quarterback's got nowhere to go. Why? Number 91 out there holding down the job. Love Sam O, man. That dude, oh, so freaking good. So good. Orlando, finally able to catch the live show. Yeah, we're going a lot later. We're off kilter. The show is off. I've got so many notes here, and we're already 100% out of context and out of order. That's okay, but just glad you're here. He says, we need another shot of Henny. I love it. What's up, Alejandro? Appreciate you guys. Don't bother me. Hennessy was actively playing football versus watching plays take place. And it showed. It showed. The touchdown where you push the pile and Connor Colby and Dominic Pooney are pulling. You got Hennessy out there pushing. Awesome job, man. Ugh, awesome job. Antoine, like I've been saying all year, let the young kids ball. We will be a dangerous team for the next 4 to 5 years. Keep building. You are looking at elite back-to-back classes in the draft. Back-to-back. Going back-to-back. Like, incredible what you've been able to do in such a short time frame. Now, you're on pace to have 10 draft picks next season. 10 again. Remember whenever everybody's like, Adam Peters is gone. Adam Peters is gone. What are we going to do? He's the draft guy. He's the day three guy. Nah, calm down. Calm down. You remember everybody was like that with Mike McDaniel? You remember everybody was like that with Robert Saleh? They were right with Robert Saleh. but the other ones, they were not. And yeah, you are building a bully. Jorn, my man. What's up? What's up, John? Nothing better than Victory Monday. I love it. Big Red. What's up, Faithful? 5-1, and it's Houston week, baby. Big Red, for those of you who don't know, big-time high school football coach out in Forney. And we're going to get to hang out this week. I can't wait to see you. No, I'm not going to move to Texas and coach with you, even though I would like to do that. That sounds like heaven, but not yet. Can't do that yet. Calvachipto. Kittle actually didn't have that great of a game, but him coming back made Farrell play 10 times better. Couple things to unpack here. Kittle had some mistakes, and that did come across in the tape. Calvachipto, he's a grinder. He knows what that might be. My burner account. I don't know. I feel like AI took my takes and my views on things, and Calvachipto says them better than I do. So he's like Chapman plus AI, which I don't even like AI. But anyway, Calvachipto, you and I are almost always in agreement. The one thing I will say is in the power inside run game, Kittle was awesome. Perimeter run game, missed some blocks, ran some wrong routes. Him and Mac not on the same page. But Luke Farrell, and I said this last week on last week's show, there were 4 to 5 plays in the second half last week against the Bucks where number 89 started playing some freaking ball, and it was just like, oh, all right, now I can see it. Now I can see it. Luke Farrell was making some great blocks. Now, was it perfect? No, still some negatives. The regular season is wrapped, and the NBA playoffs are finally here. There's no better way to cash in on the high-flying hoops action than Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Every bucket, every dime, every win means more when you're playing Prize Picks. So don't pass up your next shot with Prize Picks and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. And they have Do It Live 2026 NBA Final Sweepstakes, where you pick live squares during NBA playoffs and you could win a trip for two to the NBA Finals. To enter, you make a $5 lineup with at least one live NBA player pick. During any of the 2026 NBA playoffs, live player picks are picks made after the game is already in progress. And if you've never played Prize Picks before, you just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. It's that easy. You get them right, you win. It's one of the easiest apps to use. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers. To get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. You might have heard the phrase, dirty hands, clean money. It's a blue-collar saying that has been around forever. The idea that hard, honest work is how you earn a good life and everything in it. Troll Co., it's a clothing brand built around that. Started by two guys out in the oil patch who worked hard their whole lives and could not find anything that represented people like them. So they made it. Workwear, tees, hoodies, hats. And here is what I keep thinking about. The Faithful rep red and gold with real conviction. Not because it's easy, but because it means something. We are the best fan base in sports. That is the exact same energy Troll Co. runs on. You wear it because of what it stands for. And I was raised from blue collar work. My father ran a construction crew his entire life. My oldest son works in the oil fields in Texas. My youngest son, he's going to become a firefighter. Like, this is who we are. And so when you think about what you sacrifice most, people don't see. But you go to trollco.com/rush. That's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. Go check them out. Amazing company, amazing people, amazing product. Wonderful thing to support. Again, that's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
But Luke Farrell made a difference in the run game. He comes out as the second highest graded player, had a 90.8 grade on 22 snaps. That is exactly what you brought in, number 89, the backup tight end, paid him all that money for, like, delivered. And I said, when Kittle went out, Luke Farrell was going to be an issue because that's not his role as tight end one. It's not. His role is tight end two, come in, help block. And he did exactly that. 22 snaps, goes out there. I think he had there were a lot of high run grades. He had an 83.5 run blocking grade, which was the fourth highest. Kendrick Bourne was actually number one. I don't know if that's ever happened. Kendrick Bourne was out there doing his job. Like, you block, if you're a wide receiver and you block with attitude, eyes, and feet, okay? Attitude, eyes, and feet. Kendrick Bourne has the worst eyes in the world because he wants to do the Jake Brindle thing and always turn around and watch, but his feet are active and his attitude is much improved. Like, you could tell he's not panicking and overeager. Like, he's calm, cool, poised now, knows what his role is, and just has settled into it. And he was blocking consistently. Not amazing. He's not pushing guys over. He's not pancaking. Kendrick Bourne ain't that type of guy. But his feet and his attitude are perfect. Eyes still bad. So, like, if he can correct those, like, dude, Kendrick Bourne, great game. 51 out of 66 snaps. Showed up all over the place. Wasn't the elite receiving game that we're used to with him. But when the run game's working, you don't have to do that. And, you know, Kittle being back, I'll take Kittle's. If Kittle had this exact same game, well, how many games do we have left? We're 5-2, so we got 10 games left. The next 10 games, if Kittle's game was like this for the rest of his career, you sign up. That's an all-pro player. That's an all-pro tight end. No receiving yards. I get that. That's an issue. He was awesome. And you look at the quotes. Here's what Kittle said post-game. Quote, "We are going to hit people in the face as hard as we can and give CMC and Brian Robinson as many carries as possible," end quote. Like, yes. And he even talked about how his goal, like, they write out their goals pregame, what they want to accomplish this week. His goal was to get Christian McCaffrey atop the leaderboard of the rushing for the weekly totals and for the season. That was his goal. Well, that happened. Duke goes out there and rushed for 120 plus. Yeah. It said, you know, his goal and, you know, he manifested whatever, Kittle to be NFC player of the week. It might happen. It might happen. Whiskey, appreciate you, man. Thank you for the super chat. Sup, JC? Nothing better than a victory Monday. Hope you and the fam are well. Bring on D'Amico. Oh, the Chapman family is struggling, but we're hanging in there. Yeah, life sometimes... life sometimes catches you. You know what I mean? And shoot, every parent understands what I'm talking about. And sometimes you just got to, like, whew, deep breath. All right, let's reassess the situation. How are we going to approach this? But yeah, we're okay. All health is good. We are fighting. Having a 22 and 17 year old is wonderful. Sometimes a lot more work than the other ages. But yeah, we struggling, but we're getting it done. And D'Amico, yeah, you get to go against D'Amico. Oh, I love D'Amico Ryans. I love D'Amico Ryans. Actually, I like D'Amico Ryans. This is a little, like, if I go back, the years we had Salah, the years we had D'Amico, I love D'Amico. I liked D'Amico more, his personality, all those things. I love Robert Salah. D'Amico was my favorite. That has changed, right? So, like, after this year, Robert Saleh, what he has accomplished, creme de la creme. Dude's the top of the top. He is unbelievable. And, yeah, D'Amico, I always root for the Texans now, and I even root for the Jets a little bit. And I even root for the Dolphins. Like, our guys there, that's huge. I don't root for the Seahawks, Kubiak. You don't count that way. But, man, I always root for D'Amico. Not this week. Not this week. And it's good because D'Amico's about to play. They play tonight. Short rest. We get them. Now, we do have to travel to Texas. I fly out Friday, so my schedule's going to be a little bit off. I'm going to go live Friday morning, then take off early to the airport, get down there, and set up for the event. But, like, again, 3 weeks in a row, the 49ers have had a day rest advantage over their opponents. Bucks, the Falcons, and now the Texans. After the last 2 years being, like, historically the worst ranked rest team in the NFL, it's kind of nice as the most injured team in the NFL to get an extra day up. Today is a rest day. Texans got to play. Now, they're going to have a short week. Thank you, Whiskey. Appreciate the super chat and just, man, supporting. I freaking love it. You guys are unbelievable, and gals and all that stuff. Look at that. Howdy. Sam O balled out. Ah, David Gill, what's up, man? I'm bad at this, but a big reason why we're able to do this show is because of our executive producers. David Gill, definitely one of those. Corey Robbins, 49ers George, 365. These human beings fight for us to be able to do this show and make everything possible. I have to say thank you so much, man. Thank you so much. David says, I want Bradley Chubb. If they release Mike McDaniel, can we bring him home as a run coordinator or something? Usually what happens is, like, and you saw this with Sala, where they'll go somewhere as just like an extra consultant, like just watch practice, sit in the back of meeting rooms, take notes, see what you see, self-scout. You can find something like that. And I really hope Mike McDaniel does find a place somewhere. That dude's incredible. I love his personality. Now, him and Shanahan got some beef. There's no doubt about that. You go back and you listen to that Playmakers, Jordan Rodriguez, The Athletic, whenever they did that like 5-part series or whatever, maybe 3-part series. There's some beef there. There's some animosity there. There's some a little bit of whatever. But I would love to bring Mike McDaniel back. That dude is a football savant. Things were going very, very well in Miami till they were not. But yes, his personality, who he is, I always want him around. I think he's hilarious. I wish he was doing every single press conference because he cracks me up. Yeah, I would love to bring him back. And I just hope he finds somewhere. He's going to have options. But the problem is, if you come back here, not going to be a play caller. It's hard to give up play calling duties. Trust me, I know. Once you've had them, that is difficult. That's not easy. So will he choose to go be an offensive coordinator somewhere else, which he will have those options, or will he choose to come home like Robert Saleh? Well, Robert Saleh gets called plays. So I would love for him to be back. I really, really would. Dan Case, Hennessy season. Huff has entered the chat in Saleh for MVP. Dude, Robert Saleh, it's crazy. And you even had George Kittle talk about this. He said, Robert Saleh was the number one free agency acquisition the 49ers made this offseason. Number one. What he's been able to do is crazy. In the fourth quarter, like, I care when the game is on the line. Sorensen drove me insane last year because we were the worst fourth quarter defense in the NFL. It's 17 games last year with Nick Sorensen. Zero team shutout in the fourth quarter. Every single team scored on the 49ers 17 games in a row in the fourth quarter last year. 17 games in a row. We're 7 games through the season. Robert Saleh has 2 fourth quarter shutouts with rookies everywhere. Unbelievable. Shout out to my man, Ben. He sent me this last season. And this is collective, way more games. The 49ers were negative 77 points in point differential in the fourth quarter. Negative 77. Not give up that many points. Take all the points the 49ers scored. Take all the points they lost. Negative 77. Terrible. Through 7 games so far this year, the 49ers, plus 16. Plus 16. That's why the 49ers record is 5-2. That's why the 49ers record is 5-2. Robert Saleh, what he's doing. And it's awesome because the complexity has returned. There was one play, probably my favorite defensive play. It's third down. You're doing the show blitz. You have everybody at the line of scrimmage, 10 players, one single high safety. And it's looking like cover one under man, which the 49ers run about 20% of the time, right? Especially on third downs, where you bring 5 to 6, everybody's man across the board with a single high safety, and then you have a dropper kind of in the middle spy area, whatever else, right? That's what it's looking like. And it's like, it looks identical to the 20% of plays each game. Robert Saleh with the Jets, Robert Saleh with us this year, cover one man under on third down. It's just what it is. But at the snap, they bail and they go to match quarters palms, like palms outside cover. So not match quarters. I think I was wrong there. I want to go back and I want to make sure I'm right on that. But quarters coverage, cover 4 zone. Like, and it was just Michael Penix had no damn clue. He was just like, got me. And he couldn't move. Yeah, Robert Saleh has been awesome. Look at this. Hashtag CC. I get JC before dinner. Hell yeah. Count me in, my man Ben. You are the best at the best. Oh, Sonia, you're going to be at the Giants game in New Jersey. We have to link up, just so I can say thank you for all that you bring to the show, the positivity, the amazing conversations, amazing questions, your support. Sonia, I'm probably one of your biggest fans. I just want to say thank you. I really hope that we get a good meetup. Oh, look at this. Martin, we got a new YouTube member. Thank you for support. You are freaking off the charts awesome. You are awesome. Nathan says, JC, have you looked at enough tape to have backing for whether Hennessy was significantly better or not? Eye test, sure. Yes. More consistent? Yes. That has been the 49ers issue, right? I talked about it all last week. Consistency is the problem. Offense, defense, rookies, O-line, consistency, consistency. Juwan Jennings, Kendrick Bourne, tight ends, coaching, doesn't matter. Consistency is the issue. Matt Hennessy was consistent. The negative plays weren't there. He had one major negative play, but it didn't impact the play at all. One. Last week, Jake Brindle had 12 negative plays. I count one so far. Now, I haven't gone through and completed my count, but I've got to do that still. But I've gone through the tape several times, but I haven't gone through and just done 61 watch. But I've counted one so far. So, yes, the consistent. Now it's early. Now teams are going to scheme for him. How's that going to go? We'll see. But yes, so far, and that could go to crap. Matt Hennessy could suck next week. He could be terrible. But I'm telling you right now, consistency, not even close. And the finish, the attitude, all those things, not even close. Not even close. We do have just a couple quick updates that I want to talk about in the 49ers news world, which I'm pumped about. But if you are coming to Houston this week to see the 5-2 49ers play against D'Amico, Kyle Shanahan versus D'Amico, got to come party with us. Join us in Houston for probably one of our biggest parties we have ever hosted. We are going to be on the 25th of October at the Social Beer Garden HTX with Frank Gore, Wayne Breezy, Travis King, Eye of the Niner. Going to be one of the biggest parties we've ever hosted, likely to sell out. Please don't wait to get tickets. Then the day of the 49ers Texans game, we rented out a 3-story parking garage so that we can control everything. We do have parking available for an additional fee, which you can get on the app. And we open an hour before all of the other lots. So you can get there early, you can stay late. And if you want to, you're not going to be buying tickets and you want to enjoy the game, we'll have TVs up there so that you can stay and party during the game if you want to do that. If you want to go in like I'm going to, that's available for you as well. So do not wait. Go get your tickets at 49ersRushRoadTrip.com or get them on the TickPick app. Just search 49ers Rush or follow the link in the description of this video podcast. Come party with us. It is going to be legendary. All right. Now, here are some updates from Cam Inman. On Mondays, you don't have to hold an official press conference, so the 49ers never officially do that, but they usually have like a quick conference call with the beat writers. Cam Inman posted this. Brock Purdy likely a reach to return this week. Quote, will continue like he did last week, end quote, said Shanahan, noting Houston turf is not a factor. The biggest news, Bryce Huff, likely to be out 2 weeks or a couple of weeks, quote, with a hamstring injury. The hits just keep on coming. Jake Brindle hamstring also out a couple weeks. Renardo Green does not have turf toe. Those are kind of the quick updates. And yeah, having Bryce Huff out a couple of weeks, not great. Not great, Bob. But what is this 49ers team? You got to go do what you got to do, man. Like, it doesn't matter. The injuries aren't going to stop. It's a 100% injury sport that is never going to stop. You got the 2-3 Houston Texans. You got to go play them. It's just what it is. They have one of the worst offensive lines in the NFL. Big reason why they're 2-3. They play tonight. So scout that. But Sam O and Mikael Williams, those are your guys. Travis Gibson is going to be your number 3 defensive end this week. Maybe you get Etur Gross-Matos back. I doubt it. Yeah. Bryce Huff out a couple weeks. We do not like that. It just keeps going, man. And it's not going to stop. Like, there's not going to be a point where it's just like, oh, wow, we're done with injuries? Cool. That's awesome. That's fun. No. It's just going to keep going. And yeah, it hurts, man. It hurts big time. And it is the worst. I do think that the Texans might have the worst offensive line in the NFL. They can't run. They can't pass protect. They are just struggling. Oh, what's up, Joel? Joel in town for the Philippines. He and the missus. Hopefully you guys had a good time. We're going to see you out in Houston. Can't wait. Can't wait. Can't wait. And look at this, man. We got some new super chats and some new members. I love it. Shout out to Big Red Faithful. Just became a new YouTube member. I appreciate the support so very much. And Eric with the super chat. Big J. I don't think Mike McDaniel got fired yet, but I agree. Would love to have him back. The dude is, he's hilarious, man. Like, I want him to have a TV show because he cracks me the hell up. I hate whenever he's down and sad, and you can tell it affects him a lot. That's an issue. But you never want people to get fired. You never want people to get injured. That's not what you want. But the writing's on the wall. Miami doesn't turn it around against Atlanta. Those are two teams struggling. It's close. Like, once the coaches get relieved or the general managers, that's where the fire sale happens. And again, Bradley Chubb expiring contract, Jalen Phillips expiring contract. Bradley Chubb, no guaranteed money on his contract. He's not expiring, but you're not on the hook for anything. Get him for a 1 year. You can kind of move on from there. Doesn't fit into the compensation pick formula unless you rework that deal, but we'll see how that kind of plays out. My assumption is Bradley Chubb will be cheaper. Jalen Phillips, young, aspiring, he figures into the compensation pick formula a lot more. He's going to cost more. Jalen Phillips will cost more. That's what it is. Yatsik, my man. He says, hashtag CC 5-2 with the 88.7% of starting players injured. Let's go. Hey, doesn't matter how you get here. Matters how you're here, right? It matters how or where you are. And the 49ers, you know, if the playoffs were today, you are the number 3 seed in the NFC playoffs. You do not have a commanding lead in the standings, but you are alone atop first place in the NFC West because you're 3-0 in the division. Only one other team, the Seattle Seahawks, are 1-1 in the division, but you own the tiebreaker against them. So even if you finish the same record as the Seattle Seahawks, you beat them on tiebreakers because you have the head-to-head. If they beat us week 18, cool. You beat them on tiebreaker because of conference record. Like, every single tiebreaker the 49ers have, and that's not going to change besides head-to-head with certain teams. But you can't lose head-to-head to the Rams, can't lose head-to-head to the Seahawks, can't lose head-to-head to the Cardinals, period. The only team that can beat us head-to-head right now is the Tampa Bay Bucks. That's it. Nobody else. Nobody else. Nobody else. That's all there is to it. So you own all of the tiebreakers. Look at this. Yeah, it NY Niners. Greenlaw just back from injury, now suspended week for unsportsmanlike conduct. I hate that crap, man. You're going to piss me off. Eric, thanks again. Totally agree, Big J. It's coming. You need to produce the Mike McDaniel show, big guy. And I'm a fan, number one. Yeah, it would just be me asking him questions and teeing him up and just stepping back and let him, like, roast me and whatever else. It would be hilarious. I'd totally be down with that. Really, really would. Now, let's dive into a couple other things that I want to hit on some players. I want to talk some Tatum Bethune. Got to talk Christian McCaffrey. How could we not with what he's doing? And I want to talk some Mac Jones with, you know, this report, which, again, anytime Shanahan talks injuries, take it with a major grain of salt. Just because he's leaning towards Mac Jones, which, dude, roll with it. Until with Mac Jones playing this way, Mac Jones finally was healthy. And you saw him moving around and rolling around, and he even talked about it after the game. Yeah, he's feeling a lot better this week than last week. Dude, keep rolling. You have the best backup quarterback in the NFL. Keep it rolling until Brock is 100%, 100%, got some quality practices under his belt. Roll with that. So, CMC, Tatum Bethune, Mac Jones talk right after this. You know that one guy in the group chat who had a five-leg parlay week one and just wouldn't shut up about it for the rest of the season? That could be you. MyBookie makes it super easy to get into the action. College football, NFL, super contest, survivor pools, casino, blackjack, whatever it is you want, they got it. All the spreads, player props, and in-game lines you could want all under one roof. And if you're new to MyBookie, use our code 49ers, 49ERS, up to $500 is fully covered. You make your play. Let's say it doesn't hit. You get all of it right back up to $500 when you opt in using your bet back bonus, and you get it back. It's just what it is. Comes with a one-time rollover if you use it. Now, no better time to jump in, no better place to play. Plus, we have all of our weekly bets and season bets up on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. So if you don't know how to get started, we've got it made for you. We show you what we bet. We show you what's out there, and we will cover that with you. It's going to be a good time. So football's back. Let's make some money with MyBookie, promo code 49ERS. Let's go. All right, let's talk Tato Bethune. The dude goes out there, plays 56 of 65 snaps, had like he was gone and Curtis Robinson was out. Curtis Robinson didn't look awful while he was out there. He played 9 snaps. Then Tatum Bethune came back and was just awesome. 79.3 grade overall, did have some missed tackles. That's still kind of the issue, is like this dude, whatever he has to plug a gap, he is 100% plugging that gap on time. Now, that's a problem when you have guys like Jair Brown or Renardo Green that are a little late, because now you're creating layers that are stacked instead of being side by side and plugging that. And that caused problems, bigger gaps that needed to be filled, that was an issue. But coverage wise, man, not bad. He gave up 2 catches on 2 targets for 14 yards. I mean, they did not, and this is a Michael Penix problem, does not throw well over the middle of the field, does not attack the middle of the field. And so that's going to change. C.J. Stroud will. All day he will. So that's going to be a little bit different. But I love the fact that Tato Bethune got up there and said, quote, "I wanted to play to his standard." Talking about Fred Warner, then asked what that standard was. Violent football, run and hit. Tato Bethune wants to kill people. Tato Bethune and Malik Mustafa are out there, headhunters, trying to put people mounted on the wall like trophies, hunting trophies. Those guys are killers. Fred Warner's amazing. Best coverage linebacker in the history of the NFL. Hall of Famer. But the tenacity that Tatum Bethune, the little bowling ball, hits with is different. That dude, he wants to kill people. I'm excited to see what 4-8 could do. I really, really am. There's going to be issues. And every game is not going to be like this. You just played a run-heavy team. That's Tatum Bethune's strength. What are you going to do whenever you play a pass-heavy team? That's going to have to take some time to figure out what that's going to look like. But Tatum Bethune 100% answered the call. He played good filling in against the Bucks for Fred Warner and just, you know, come in without practice and just do your thing. 1 week of practice, dude executed a great game. The communication could get better. He even said that as well. Oh, so freaking good. Tatum Bethune. Christian McCaffrey. Dude goes out there, 200 plus yards, 2 touchdowns, first 100-yard rushing game, and leads the NFL in rush attempts, total touches, and yards from scrimmage. This dude is on pace for another 2,000 total yard season. I get a lot of emails and questions and messages. Dude, is this sustainable? Is this sustainable? It ain't going to change. Whether it is or it is not, again, it's 100% injury game. We're going to have more injuries. How many times has, you know, Christian McCaffrey played every game in the season? I think 2023 was the only time. Has he played? Oh, no, he had 2017, 2018, 2019. He played 16 games. Then it goes to 20. Then it goes to 17 games. 2022 he did. So that's 4. 5 times in his career. Not bad. Out of 9 years, 5 out of 9. Those other years, at some point, Christian McCaffrey's going to get banged up. You can't get, you know, 20-plus touches a game and not. He's leading the NFL, might break the all-time record for touches. Like, he's on pace for crazy things. But until you get everybody back, Pearsall, Purdy, all that stuff, this don't expect to change. That Christian McCaffrey tried to take himself off for a play. I'm tired. I need a break. Kyle Shanahan said, nope, third down. We're going to you. You got to get back out there. Gets back out there, converts it. It was awesome. But I am a little concerned. But it's just, this is the type of season. Until you get Pearsall back, until everybody gets back to full health, it's just what it's going to be. You got to. You got to. Yeah, you got to be out there. Dan says, you know, John, my son texted me, why wasn't Mustafa starting? Literally put him in on the next play, blew it up. They have him on a pitch count coming back from the injury, which I do like. They have him on a pitch count. I think next week, this week, probably back to full time. How many snaps did Malik get? He got 45 out of 65. 45 snaps out of 65. I expect him to kind of be out there nonstop moving forward. Now, Mac Jones, I love the way he's orchestrating everything. And him and Kittle were off. They were off. No doubt about that. Deep crossers on the first quarter. Kittle kind of hesitated and looked to the sideline like, what did I do wrong? And it was a missed pass. Zero catches on two targets. This is the first game they've ever played together. Mac and Kittle, this is our first game. Haven't practiced much. It's going to take some time. Who does Mac Jones know? Christian McCaffrey. You're going to throw it to him every chance he can. And Kendrick Bourne. That's what it is. He trusts Juwan Jennings. Probably shouldn't, but he does. Just quit throwing it to Juwan Jennings over the middle. You're going to play scared like that. Just keep letting him do the out routes, curl routes, whatever else. No slants, no crossers. That's not his thing. He's banged up, whatever else. But yeah, I mean, freaking, oh, dang. Man, so many positives with this team. So many things. Shoot, we haven't even talked about Eddie Pinheiro. Dude is, he's 17-17 field goals. That is the most consecutive field goals made in 49ers history to start a season. He didn't miss a field goal. Yeah, he missed an extra point. But there's only four kickers in the entire NFL that are perfect at field goals. And listen to the names. Brandon Aubrey, best kicker in the NFL. Nick Folk, dude's been doing it for a long time. Cameron Dicker. All of those guys have missed at least one extra point, except for Cameron Dicker. He's the only one that's perfect extra point in field goals. But none of them has made as many field goals as Eddie P, and he didn't even play with us the first game. We've made a lot of money betting over 1.5 field goals. But now that the run game's back, that could change. But yeah, shout out to Eddie P. Amazing. And then one more player that I just got to talk about, and I know I'm biased, I'm a Longhorn, Alfred Collins. Alfred freaking Collins. Up to 39 snaps this week, the most for any defensive tackle. He is overtaken. Now, he's not starting, but this dude is in incredible shape. He's the number one hustler on the 49ers team. Like, he is always running nonstop, chasing screens, outside the numbers. He never freaking quits. Biggest dude on the team. Biggest guy on the team. Playing the most snaps. Like, it took him a while, but listen to the snap count. Khalil Davis, 23 snaps. Jordan Elliott, 21 snaps. Kevin Givens, 20 snaps. Alfred Collins, 39. He's doubling up the snap count of all the other defensive tackles. And it's working. He led all defensive tackles in pressures. He had three. Didn't get a lot of tackles, but he did get that fumble recovery. And good things come to guys that hustle and run their asses off. And it's so cool seeing Alfred Collins just play. You know, he's never going to be a stat guy. He's never going to be a stat guy. But again, shows up in the biggest moments, in the biggest games. That is just what he does. That is just what he does. Dan out here trolling. Moody's perfect, right? No. God, no. He's not even perfect at his new place. No, he's not. But yeah, I'm really, really excited for Sam-O, Alfred Collins, these consistently good guys that just do their damn job and just play their ass off nonstop. It's hard to find negatives. They're not perfect, and they're not like blockbuster players, but man, these are young guys that are contributing a monumental amount of snaps without the negatives. Without the negatives. I freaking love that. Sean says, now is the time more than ever to trade for a DE. It's hard to do right now whenever there aren't teams selling. Like even Miami, who's 1-6 or 1-5, they might have had a bye week. I don't know. I want to be accurate with this, but like Miami's not selling. They are not. What is Miami? They're 1-6. They should be. The Jets should be selling, but they're keeping their coach. Right now, the only team that is selling is the Tennessee Titans because they've already fired their coach. That's it. And I'm not even sure they are to that point yet either. Like, you got to wait. Once teams have given up, then you can get the value. But if you got somebody right now, you're paying a premium. Because teams are not ready to give up. They all hold out hope. It is a problem with the coaching mindset and the coaching worldview. We could save it. We can make it work. We can turn it around. We just need a couple things. It's where it is. And that's where it is. Yeah, who do we have left? A defensive end? Man, we ain't got a lot. Let me pull up just the 49ers. Now, the practice squad, who do we got over there? I mean, you've been already bringing all these guys up. Yeah, shoot, man. William Bradley King, defensive tackle. Robert Beal Jr., I expect him to be activated for sure. He's probably going to be the call-up this week. And Robert Beal Jr., great at special teams, good against the run. Just can't rush the passer. That's just not what he does. And so, like, you look at the 49ers at the edge room, Nick Bosa out, Bryce Huff out, Etur Gross Models out. Those are your top three. Those are your top three. Now, you want to throw Mikael Williams in there? Cool. So, you got Mikael Williams. You got Sam O. You got Travis Gibson. Yeah, you're hurting. Robert Beal. Yeah, you're gonna bring somebody in the practice squad. You might bump up Robert Beal to the 53-man roster, like officially. And then, because it's 2-week injury for Bryce Huff is what it sounds like. Travis Gibson's already on the 53. Like, you need more bodies. And the defensive tackles are going to have to play more snaps now. So instead of doing your NASCAR package where you have all the defensive ends out there, you've already started to see the shift where it's three defensive ends in NASCAR and one defensive tackle. You might have to go back to 2-2 in pass rush situations, which Kevin Givens can rush the passer now. Kalia Davis can get penetrated. Like, that's the adjustment. All right, we've got to lighten the load for our DNs. We got to put more weight on the defensive tackles. I think that's what you got to do. Howdy. Love that for Collins. Dude is going to be a nightmare for opposing teams. He's not even close to scratching the surface of what he can do. Because you're still seeing bad technique at the jump, and he wins with size and power and strength and just overall will. Once the technique gets there, which usually comes year two, year three, hand technique, all that stuff, that, like, he'll lose at the start, bench press, stack shed, and then regather and make a play. And he's all, like, you can't run at him. That's why he's not a stat guy, because the running back runs to space. There's no space around 95. There's no space there. None. Like, he makes the defense or the running back go somewhere else. That's just what he does. And he keeps blockers off the backers. That's what he does. Tommy, my man, you know I love you. I've confessed this publicly and privately. Tommy, I love this. He says, I can't believe I said Collins was a bust. I should be punched in the private parts. You're the man, Tommy. Dude, just stay. Tommy's a shoot from the hip, slightly negative guy. But, dude, I love it. You get new information. Ugh. You change your opinion. That's what you're supposed to do. Monkey, crazy to think how good this defense has been. Take into consideration that they have no interceptions this year, but that's a solid defense. I kept telling people, Robert Saleh has never had a top 10 intercepting defense. That's with Sauce Gardner, DJ Reed, Michael Carter, like whatever else, even at the Jets. Like, it's not the way the philosophical build. It's don't give up big plays, rally and tackle. Force checkdowns. That's what he's trying to do. When you see a checkdown on third down, just know Robert Saleh somewhere going crazy. His head's getting shinier. I don't know, like when a bell rings, an angel gets a wing. We got to come up with like an analogy, right? When a defense or when an offense checks down on third and long, Robert Saleh's head gets shinier. I don't mean that in a bad way. I don't want to make Robert Saleh mad, but like, yeah, like it's what it is. It's what it is. Like, that is what you are trying to do, is force teams to check down, rally, and tackle. Oh, I freaking love it, man. Oh, I love this team. I really, really do. And it's pretty damn fun to watch them accomplish what they're accomplishing with what they have. You cooking some badass meals with not great ingredients, but it works. We're just going to throw it in the pot. We're going to figure out what happens. It comes out delicious. Dan, on a scale from 1 to 10, how bogus are PI calls against our cornerbacks? Thinking Demo and Stout. Demo has a bad tendency of grabbing after 5 yards. And you watch the tape, dude could have been called for probably 5 to 6 defensive illegal contact penalties. Opposing wide receivers, opposing teams turn that into the officials. They address it with them before the game. They address it with them at halftime. Dude, watch two. He does it. Why he has to put his hands all over him, I don't know. Still great game. Diamandour Lenore has been awesome. Teams have stayed away from him pretty much until the game got out of control late in the fourth quarter. Like, they were just stayed away from D'Amajor Lenore the entire game. It was attack, the right cornerback, Renardo Green, which worked really, really well. Then Darrell Luter comes in and outplays him. Outplayed him. Outplayed Renardo Green. I'm going to be honest. How's that going to go against a team that throws deep? That's where Renardo Green's a little bit better than Luter, but we'll see. But that last 3 minutes, they started throwing just wherever, and Demo's been awesome. But yeah, the penalties, man, Upton Stout is a grabby player. He was at Western Kentucky. He has been all year. You're going to get some of those calls. You got to get your hands off him past 5 yards. It's an offensive-driven league. It's an offensive-driven league, and refs love that stuff, and they want to keep it close. So team gets up 2 possessions in the fourth. They're looking for any way possible to keep that game close. The integrity of refs is non-existent, in my opinion. None. They want to be the center of attention. They want to keep games close, especially primetime games. It's just what it's going to be. It's going to continue. Niners Nation, you know how I know PFF is a joke? Sky Moore had a 91.5 and CMC had an 81.4. Yeah, Sky Moore was the highest graded player for the 49ers. I think he played 3 snaps. Was it 3? It might have been 4. Let me see here. Which, hey, yeah, 3 snaps offensively. Had a 91.4. No clue how you go in 3 plays. You start at a 60. How you get that? Yeah, Sky Moore made a great play. Sky Moore had a good play. But PFF is a flawed system. It is a launching point for discussion on a snap-by-snap analytical basis. Nobody in the world was better than Christian McCaffrey yesterday. Nobody. Nobody. Christian McCaffrey had the 5th highest grade, had an 81.4 grade. That there's problems. Now, it's a conversation point. They do watch every play, and it's a positive negative. But, yeah, major, major, major issue there. But that was a good play. Like, I love the fact whenever you get these guys, you play 3 snaps and have a huge impactful play like that. Dude, that's winning football teams. That's winning football teams. That's what they do. You get these guys that call up and just get the damn job done. Sam O. I love Sam O. Tatum Bethune. Darrell Luter Jr. Hey, let's go Matt Hennessy. Let's get out there and just get the Jake Tonjes. These are not foundational players that you build your team around. Yet, you don't win Week 1 without Jake Tonjes. You do not win without Jake Tonjes. Period. You don't win this game without freaking Sam O. I'm going to be honest. Like, that dude, Sam O is awesome, guys. I really want people to understand how lucky you are to get this dude to play that many snaps that consistently. It's hard to find negative plays. He ended 3 drives. Sam Okwuonu ended 3 drives. 2 penalties, tackle for loss, and a sack. What? Then you got a half sack, but still, it's there. Look at this. Train wreck. What's up, my friend? He says, John, you got me watching guard, center, guard every offensive snap. Hey, you want to know football? Stop watching the ball. You want to learn football? Stop watching the ball. Watch the uncovered guard. That's going to tell you what the play is. And yeah, watch what happens there. It's hard on the broadcast view. That's why we do the coaching tape. Go sign up at 49ersrush.com. 7-day free trial. Trust me, trust me, trust me. Trust me, trust me, trust me. And yeah, Jordan, if you're just joining us, Bryce Huff is injured. The injury train continues. The next man up, it's who the 49ers are. Like, you are at this point impervious to pain. You have to be. You are impervious to injuries. They ain't going to stop. You shrug your shoulders. Who's up? Let's go kick some ass. The 49ers have established their culture, their mindset, their approach. It is fight. It is 4 quarters of hell, right? We're going back to the old Arkansas thing. Like, you got to go. You got to go. And we're going to fight till it's over, period. Now you're winning a different way. Establishing the run, quality defense. You're not winning with turnovers. Find a way that you can win a game. They've done it so many ways. Lead the NFL in passing. Running the ball for 39 rush attempts. Last second field goal. Defensive stops in the fourth quarter. Shutting teams out in the fourth quarter. It doesn't matter. You're 5-2. Control of your destiny. All the injuries, so what? We've been there, done that. This ain't the first time. It's going to keep going. Yeah, there we go. Yes, Ben, read the Pat Kerwin book, Stop Watching the Ball. Great book. Fully endorse it. Kick his ass, Seabass. Who threw that salt? Who threw that salt? Who threw that salt? I love it, man. I love this team. I love the way they play. It's so easy to support guys like Chase Lucas. Guys like Chase Lucas, who came in clutch in two games in the fourth quarter. He had that fourth down stop against the Rams in overtime, and then the fourth down stop right here. Like, teams out there, oh, I'll take Drake London against Chase Lucas. Wrong. Wrong. I'll take Chase Lucas over Drake London. Are you kidding me? This is the defense with no names. The no-name defense, right? Like, who the hell is out there? Who's out there? The no-name defense. Just go out there and get the damn job done. We are, the sum of our parts is greater than the whole. Greater than the individual. Oh, I think I messed that saying up. That's okay. Even our sayings are injured. You guys are awesome. Tomorrow should have the John and Wayne show, unless I get some more family circus stuff going on. But we will try to resume regular programming for this week. We will attempt that. I'm hoping that my video is uploaded. I'm going to go over to 49ersrush.com right now. Sign up. Get that loaded up. It should be done. So if you want to go watch the tape, you want to learn, you want to see what's going on and why things are working offensively, that will be loaded probably in the next 20 to 25 minutes over on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon. That's how I feed the family, which sometimes is batshit crazy, but that's okay. Love you guys. Thank you. It was a fun show. And until next time, don't get injured. It's stay strong, faithful.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.